Hey, Devere, how are you doing?
Good, thank you, Steve. How are you? I just read what you sent me for the back of the book.
Mm-hmm.
It's very beautiful what Dr. Karen Seibert wrote. I was wondering just a couple
mm-hmm.
of things. Who is Dr. Karen Seibert?
I'm not sure. Just a minute. Let me open it up. That's you're talking about Dr. Karen Seibert?
Yes.
It is, there's a quote written on top which is said by Dr. Karen Seibert.
Yes, who is she?
I'm not sure who is she, but it is just written over there because the quote which is written above that name, it is by that doctor. That's why.
Yes, well, I need to know what doctor is writing a quote on my book.
That's what's written over there. Compassion and empathy are as important as medical knowledge and healing. That's what's said by Dr.
Yes.
Karen Seibert.
But how did she read my book?
No, that's just a quote. She doesn't read your book. It's just a quote that we are going to use on the back cover of the book. If you don't want it or if you don't like it, so we can surely remove it. That's not an issue.
Oh, okay. So then who is writing the rest of the what's written underneath that?
That's all written by our team.
I see. Okay. Now, the other thing that I was going to say
mm-hmm.
is there is a blurb in the in all the manuscript I sent. I have a blurb written by a professor,
mm-hmm.
a blurb to be at the back of my book. Did
you
find
want,
it?
Have you shared it with me?
Yes. That blurb is at the back of my manuscript. So if you open my manuscript at the very back,
just give me 1 minute here. Let me open up.
You will find a blurb written by the Professor Ron Kuka. Ron Kuka from the University of Wisconsin.
I'm opening up the manuscript. Just give me a minute here.
Mm-hmm.
The file is not opening up on my end. Just give me 1 minute here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so yes, I can see the blurb here.
Oh, good. Good,
From
good,
Dr.
good.
Ron Kuka. That's what you're saying, right?
Yep.
So that's what you want at the back of the book cover?
What you have is also good. It says there's a blurb. I can't imagine anyone not being moved by the story of Livier, Guadalupe, etc. And then it says Ron Kuka, University of Wisconsin, MFA, Creative Writing Program Coordinator. And then underneath that, it says, it has the pictures. And then you can see there the pictures that I have sent. You see?
Yep, in the manuscript.
And there you, the pictures that I have sent, you can see my picture and then the picture of the professor. Now, that picture of the professor, delete it. We don't want it at all because he looks very old there.
Okay.
My picture there, I do like my picture, but that's the same one that you guys had used. But if you see that picture, I cut my chest.
Okay, yeah, I got it. That's what you told me before earlier. I do remember that.
Yeah. So you can use this one in the book.
All right, for the book cover, back cover.
Yes, use this one for the book cover. But
All
for the
right.
professor, make sure that you don't use the one that is there.
All right, so are you gonna send another picture? Or should
No,
we just
use the
not
one that
use
is on the
on the
website,
website? All right.
please. And then,
Yeah, go ahead.
use the blurb that you have here from the professor, from Kuka. Professor
Okay.
Ron Kuka, this is a blurb that I would appreciate to have in the book.
Sure.
And then you can also write the statements from the other doctor that you have there,
No, that's the
from
statement
Dr.
from the
Karen
doctor.
Seibert.
Yeah, that's the one line. That's the only quotation
Yeah,
that
that line
you have.
you can write it. That's a nice line. And then what you guys wrote is very beautiful as well. I like it. But what I wouldn't like to miss is what the Dr. Kuka wrote, what Professor Kuka wrote.
All right. So, Liver, let's do this. What we can do first, we are going to use the content that the team has written. We're going to summarize it. And on the top is going to be this content on the top of the book cover. Then we're going to use the blurb from Dr. Ron Kuka, then the blurb from Dr. Karen Seibert, and then at the bottom there's going to be your picture and the professor's picture.
Okay. Now, if in the book you only write my, or you only put my picture, that's okay also.
On the back cover?
Yes. I don't know if the back cover is going to have a flop or something. Yeah, give us options. It doesn't matter. Just show us different options.
All right, sure.
If it's possible, one with the professor and one without.
All right, sure. I'll do that.
If that's possible, just so he can see the two options.
Sure. Your picture is going to be there, but you want two options?
Yes, mine, yes.
Yeah, all right. Got it. Got it. I'll do that. Anything else?
No, that's all. Thank you. I have another quick question.
Sure.
So, my neurologist thing in of epilepsy is gonna be in March 16th, I think. Do you think by any chance the books are gonna be ready or not really?
By March 6th?
16th.
16th? I
Yeah.
can't like do any commitment right now, but I'll try my level best to get the book complete as soon as possible.
Okay,
Depending
I'm just
or
wondering because I don't remember what we agreed. I just don't remember. That's my issue with my brain. I don't remember, and things are written down, but I just don't remember right now. So just That's just an open question. If you can tell me later, you don't have to tell me right now.
Sure. So
Just if
just
you can find out later.
let me just have a look again. Currently, we are on chapter 7, and in total, we have 13 chapters in total,
13.
right?
13, yeah.
I think we are gonna be done by the 16th. You want 16th of March, you're saying, right?
Well, I would need to have sent him a few books already to Missouri by then. Yeah, and that everything is ready to be sold online by then.
Just give me a minute here again. So, Olivier, we have got your feedback yesterday, and the team is working on the next chapter. So, it's going to take at least 3 to 4 business days for the next draft, which contains 3 to 4 chapters. So we
Okay.
are. I'm not sure that are you able to print the books by 16th or not, but I think we are gonna be done with the editing and the formatting by the 16th of March.
Okay, we'll see. Okay, then let's see how it goes. Let's see. Let's see how much we can accomplish. Let's
All right.
see. Okay. Okay,
All
thank you
right,
very much.
Olivia.
And we're in touch, okay?
Take care of yourself.
Oh,
Have a
we'll
good
get
day.
back to you tomorrow, okay?
Sure.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.